Remember those baptismal certificates that hung on your grandparents' wall? Beautiful. They had the baptism of Jesus and other images and their name. It was always a constant reminder of the gift that the Lord Jesus gave them in their baptism. Well, we have a new version of that. If you visit wolfsoncreative.com, you can see the baptismal certificates there. They're available electronically for congregations to print as many as you want, or individually, paper copies for families to hang on the wall and treasure the Lord's gift of baptism. The website is wolfsoncreative.com. And with each purchase, Issues Etc. gets a portion of the proceeds to carry on their work. Thanks for visiting wolfsoncreative.com.
Is it tough to not be emotional about something like this with a city you love and a team you've always been with?
You know what, man? I got my hope in Jesus Christ, buddy. And when you have hope on hand, you know, you can't be emotional about it. It's part of negotiation with the Cardinals. I have so much respect for this organization. They gave me the opportunity to play 11 years ago, you know. And no matter what went down yesterday because we stopped that deadline, that doesn't mean that I'm going to be a Cardinal. We just put that stop when you had to put a deadline because you don't want to bring all this distraction into this ball club. And we have a great team, and our goal is hopefully to win a championship this year.
That's All-Star first baseman Albert Pujols talking with reporters about his stalled contract negotiations with the St. Louis Cardinals. Reports are that Albert wants $30 million a year for 10 years. Now, the real question here is, for you, our listeners, is that too much? I mean, granted, there are those who approach it, but it would be the largest baseball contract in history. And the man who's asking for it is not only a beloved St. Louisan now, adopted St. Louisan and Cardinal, but he is also a very outspoken evangelical Christian and a very charitable man to boot. But is it too much? Is Albert being greedy? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll be talking a little bit about Albert Pujols, Christianity and Greed. Tim Townsend of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch will join us here for a few minutes. Then open lines for about another 20 minutes. Is Albert Pujols being greedy? Is he asking for too much? Does this stain in any way his Christian witness in the community that he's asking for the largest baseball contract ever? Does it depend on how he's going to use it? Should he, because it is a bit of a zero-sum game when it comes to salaries there, should he say, look, take less so that someone else, another player, can get more, or should he take what he can get, even though it may mean that fellow players don't get what they ask for? That's open lines, and then we'll spend the last half hour of this Monday's Issues Etc. talking with Dr. Andrew Bartelt about women in the Bible. Mrs. Isaiah, she's called a prophetess, and she's found in Isaiah chapter 8. That's the last 30 minutes of Issues Etc. Now, you can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or visit our Facebook fan page. Leave your questions and your comments, your reaction to the question, is Albert Pujols being greedy? Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Joining us to talk about Albert Pujols, Christianity and Greed, Tim Townsend, religion reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and author of a recent story for the Post-Dispatch titled, In Pujols' Case, What Would Jesus Do? Tim, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Very well. How would you predict Pujols' Christian supporters, his Christian fans, how would you predict they would react if he gets what his agent's asking for, $300 million, 10 years?
Well, you know, it's interesting. From talking to people when I was writing this column, I think, you know, it sort of splits two ways. There are some people who are just uncomfortable with the entire idea of that much money, who are afraid for him that it's too much of a temptation, that there are, you know, passages from the New Testament, from 1 Timothy, from Matthew's Gospel that talk about you know, this fear of what money can do to you. You know, Matthew's gospel, it says, for a slave will either hate the one or love the other, meaning God and money, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. So I think a lot of people are sort of on that end. They are afraid about what money that amount of money. I mean, obviously, Pujols is already a pretty wealthy guy, but that amount of money could do. On the other hand, there's a whole other, possibly more realistic group of people who are saying things like, well, as long as what he does with that money is good, is for the church, is for the poor, is for people who need it, get as much as you can get. Take as much as you can from the Cardinals because you deserve it, first of all, because you're a talented person. If you do good with that money that you get as much as you can and do good with it.
Pujols has been, along with his wife, very public about their Christian faith. What do we know about Pujols' religious life?
Well, we know that he was brought into the evangelical faith by his wife, Didi. When he was in the minor leagues, they were very poor. He was making $125 a week playing in minor leagues for in Peoria, Illinois, and Memphis. That didn't last very long. The Cardinals brought him up pretty quickly, and he was the rookie of the year. So and quickly made a lot of money. But when they didn't have very much money, they were still, they were in sort of bare bones apartments, eating macaroni and cheese, but still giving as much as they could to their church. So we know that they've been tithing even from when they were poor. And after they came into money with Albert's contract, I think 2005, they set up the Pujols Family Foundation, which is, they call it a faith-based charity. So everything they do with that foundation is based in their faith. And that foundation, they gave $800,000 toward good causes last year.
And I take it from your story, that's not the only charitable work that he and his wife are involved in.
No, they do. That is their foundation, but they also do a lot of other things for, everything from small churches, small church gatherings. He was at a fairly large church in 2009 talking about charitable giving in West County, talking about the work that his foundation does, but really sort of getting out the message about, what charitable giving means to Christians. And he also does things like gives his testimony at huge events like the Cardinals have Christian Family Day every year. Thousands of people come to that, and he shares his own testimony, the way that he came to Christ with thousands of people in the hopes that somebody hears him, thinks, oh my gosh, that's my hero, and he came to Christ. He lives this way. Maybe I should too. So they do a lot of that kind of evangelical work, and they also do a lot for kids with Down syndrome and poor kids in the Dominican Republic.
Do we know where the Pujols attend church in St. Louis?
Yeah, they go to a church in West County. It's an evangelical church. It's a big church. I think it's called West County Community Church or something like that. During the season, they are not, they're probably not there very frequently or at least on a regular basis because Albert's obviously on the road a lot. But, they consider that their home church. They also have ties to their old church in Kansas City, and their pastor there is a mentor for them. And that all of that is looked at in great detail in a new book that's just come out by a former St. Louis pastor called Pujols, More Than the Game, which is a sort of a faith biography of Albert Pujols.
Tim Townsend is religion reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, author of a recent story in the Post-Dispatch titled, In Pujols' Case, What Would Jesus Do? Tim, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Todd.
Folks, you can read Tim's recent column, In Pujols' Case, What Would Jesus Do? At our website, issuesetc.org. Go to the on-demand page. Now, I got a question for you. For about the next 20 minutes of the program, I'd like your answer to this question. He's asking for the biggest baseball contract ever. $300 million over 10 years. That's a lot of money, even to people who make a lot of money in Major League Baseball. Is he asking for too much? Is he being greedy? is asking for $300 million over 10 years, as beloved as he is in St. Louis and as popular as he is among his Christian fans, does it kind of taint his Christian witness in the community, asking for that much money? Open lines for the next 20 minutes. Is Albert Pujols being greedy? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon, the 21st of February. I want your answer to that question. Your thoughts and your comments. Is Albert Pujols being greedy? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, we can get that in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc, or you can leave your answer to that question. Is Albert Pujols being greedy at our Facebook fan page on this Monday afternoon? Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Is he asking for too much, given the fact that with salary caps, this is a bit of a zero-sum game with regard to salaries in any given ball club? When he asks for $30 million a year for the next 10 years and they give it to him, that's going to be less for some other player or players. Does his desire for such a big contract hurt his Christian witness? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Should he, as kind of a charitable gesture, because he is a very charitable man, say, I don't want $30 million for over the next 10 years. I'll take 15, and the Cardinals can use that to build up some other place in the ball club. What do you think? Is Albert Pujols being greedy? 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon, February the 21st. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet on this Monday afternoon @issuesetc. When we come back, your answer to the question is Albert Pujols, famous baseball player, big money maker, popular Christian athlete, being greedy.
And Slatsy had that golden glove of glue. Talking baseball, baseball in St. Louis.
With that man. Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. Issuesetc.org. Stay connected. Issuesetc.org.
Do all people share a common morality? Is natural law an errant teaching of the Roman Catholic Church? The Issues Etc. book of the month for February is titled Natural Law, A Lutheran Reappraisal. You can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Natural Law by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Natural Law, the Issues Etc. book of the month for February.
Smartest listeners in radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. live on most smartphones? Just go to the Listen Live page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the smartphone link, and you can listen on your smartphone weekday afternoons between 3 to 5 Central. Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. now broadcasting live to the world on most smartphones. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.
At steadfastlutherans.org, we've been called contentious. We've even been called the brothers of John the curmudgeon, and we may well be curmudgeonly sometimes, but we always have the best and clearest voices in confessional Lutheranism. Articles from Molly Hemingway, Martin Nolan, Clement Preuss, Todd Wilkin, and a host of regular contributors. Come check out the new Lutheran media. Always clear, always concise, always confessionally Lutheran. SteadfastLutherans.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Question I've got for you. Albert Pujols is asking for a lot of money over a lot of years from Cardinal baseball, and he's been very good to the Cardinals, but is this just too much? Is it going to taint his Christian witness, his desire for such a big contract from baseball? It's Open Lines Issues Etc. Is Albert Pujols being greedy? We're coming to you live this Monday, February the 21st. I'm Todd Wilkin. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Leave your question or comment at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Up first from St. Louis, Joe is on the line. Thanks for waiting, Joe.
Hi, Todd. I got to tell you, this kind of question torques me up. If you're going to ask a law question, and that's what we have to acknowledge this is, we ought to ask it the right way, and instead of saying something along the lines of what would Jesus do, why don't we say what would each one of us do? And if we're honest, and if I can quote your predecessor, anyone's capable of anything given the right set of circumstances. And I think any one of us in these circumstances would be inclined to ask for as much money as we could get. And whether it will adversely affect his witness, if it's going to make Albert Pujols say that Jesus isn't God or that he wasn't born of the Virgin Mary, assuming he confesses those things, give him $400 million if it doesn't affect his witness, as I would understand it. And there's a proverb, I can't quote the chapter and verse, but the proverb is, Lord, don't give me too much that I become fat and forget you, but don't give me too little that I curse you. I don't know if $300 million will cause Albert to forget God. Or maybe it's not enough. Maybe he'll curse God. I think it's going to be different for anybody.
$300 million, not enough. all right, thank you very much. Now, you're working from the article that Tim Townsend, our guest just a few minutes ago, wrote. I mean, he says, in Pujols' case, what would Jesus do? Which is not so much the question I'm asking. I'm not asking what would Jesus do, because I think that's a highly speculative question for which there is no biblical answer. But I am asking, do you think Albert is asking for too much? In other words, is he being greedy? And do you think his desire for such a large contract may, in fact, hurt his Christian witness? Not so much cause him to deny God, but will it taint his witness? That is, people who say, come on, Christians are supposed to be not lovers of money. And no matter how you cut it, $300 million is a lot of money. Scott in Gillette, Wyoming is on the line. Thanks for waiting, Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Wilkin, for taking my call. I think one aspect of this that we often don't think about when we're looking at this from the outside is how the players' unions put a lot of pressure on these guys to make as much money as they possibly can so they can improve the overall pot for everybody in the whole league. So, you know, I sometimes wonder if he really wants all this money or if he's being pressured by the union to kind of up the ante so that everybody in the whole entire Major League Baseball will be able to make more money as a whole. And I think that's the goal of the union, is to have everybody make more money. And so if he can make this kind of money, it would help the whole league.
Dennis, before I let you go, do you think that asking for this kind of, regardless of whether or not he's being pressured into it, do you think that asking for this kind of contract taints his Christian witness?
I think it probably could.
I'm sorry, Scott. Thanks, and thanks for listening in Wyoming, by the way. Up next is Dennis calling from his car. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Todd. I think that it probably will taint his Christian witness. I don't believe that it should. I think we're looking at a left-hand kingdom issue here. I think that if he's truly the best in the league, then by all means, he can ask for the salary that the best player in the league should earn. I don't think it has anything to do with his Christian witness, with his being a Christian. I think that your religion editor had a lot of problems with his scenarios, and I don't believe we should judge Albert's Christianity on whether or not he's going to ask for the largest salary in baseball.
Thank you very much, Dennis, and thanks for listening in your car. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Do you think Albert Pujols is being greedy? Or at the very least, do you think that his desire for such a large contract from baseball might taint his Christian witness? He is without a doubt an outspoken and apparently very sincere evangelical Christian. Up next is Steve in Granite City, Illinois. Steve, thanks for waiting.
Hi. The verse that your first listener was looking for is Proverbs 30, verses 8 and 9, which says, give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. In answer to your first question, yes, I think it's too much. And as far as being greedy, I'd say not necessarily, because I can't see his heart.
But you think just on the sheer numbers of it.
Too much.
It's too much. All right. Thank you very much, Steve. Thanks for listening in Granite City. Let's see. This one comes from Daniel in Iowa City, Iowa. He says, I don't really care how much he makes. He's paid a lot of money to make millions of people happy with his skills. I see no point in criticizing a man who makes a lot of money for making a lot of money. Money can be an idol for people making $30,000 a year, just as much as $30 million a year. Daniel, thanks for listening in Iowa City. Scott says, why would $15 million not be considered greedy? That would equate with $25,000 per at bat. It is, when you break it down, really mind-boggling to think about the cha-ching of every time he steps up to the plate. He's not asking for $30 million. He's asking for fair market value, a figure that will only be known when he hits his when he hits the market as a free agent. Well, that's true, although it's being reported that he has asked the Cardinals for $30 million a year over 10 years. That's what's being reported. It hasn't been denied by his party. Jan in Tennessee says, I know nothing about sports, whether football, soccer, baseball, or basketball. I don't even know how to spell the name. Doesn't Scripture tell us not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought and to esteem others better than ourselves? Why doesn't he ask for more money for someone who is not making enough money? Although in major leagues, I doubt anyone is really hurting there. Not trying to give pious platitudes, says Jan in Tennessee. You know, it's a good question. He does have incredible. It would just be these players' unions would go nuts. But he does have incredible bargaining power right now, doesn't he? I mean, he could, with that bargaining power, say, I want $20 million, but I want players X, Y, and Z to make another $5 a year. Not me, these other guys in the organization. I mean, that's a possibility. Tom says, I have no idea what Albert plans to do with the money. If he gets the contract, he may be planning to bless many people in various ways. And he has a track record of doing that, by the way. That certainly wouldn't make him greedy, says Tom. I'm not going to judge him. If he follows the Bible's command to give in secret and not make a big show of it, then we may never know what he does with the money. That's between him and the Lord. Quite true, Tom. Thank you very much, smartest listeners in radio. Ellard says, envy is as bad a sin as greed. That's true. That's true. I'll have more to say about that in just a minute. James in Casper, Wyoming. He's on the phone, by the way. Hi, James.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, and thanks for waiting.
Great. I just had a couple of comments. First of all, this player, who I'm not familiar with, is a human being made in the image of God. And he has the I guess, duty or right, it's kind of hard to figure out between the two, as a person made in the image of God to do the best he can with what he's been given. And so I applaud him in doing whatever that is. Second of all, I don't know what to think about all these comments that say he should do other things with his money or that he should try to improve other people's lives, because we don't know what he will do. Certainly there have been plenty of professional sports figures who have gone to start businesses, who have provided jobs for many other people, who have gone on to do many charitable things with their money. And I think that for us to say that this will automatically hurt his Christian witness is to take a very short view of this situation.
James, thanks for listening in Wyoming. Edward in Canada says, how about the labor is worthy of his hire, quoting a Bible passage? He's negotiating for the best possible contract, and if there's someone who wants to give him the money, so be it. Of course, as a Christian, with all that dough, he will need to set up a foundation to distribute to those who need it. And he has, by the way, in fact, had a foundation for some years whereby he takes care of all sorts of needs. He's a very generous man. Cliff says, as a Christian, I think that asking Albert to pass on the best possible contract for his family and his foundation just so I can feel better about my Cardinals would say a lot more about me than about Albert. Cliff, thank you very much. We do have some smart listeners out there. Jim in Beecher, Illinois says, what makes Abraham, Noah, and Job different than this athlete? They were all wealthy, and yet they found God's favor. How would Jesus define a wealthy person who would not enter heaven? That's a great question. Well, you know, it's not so much the riches. It isn't the size of the wallet in Jesus' mind that keeps one from the kingdom of heaven. It's who's God that wallet is. If that wallet is your God, then your riches will bar you from the kingdom of heaven. See, this is why greed is forbidden in Scripture in so many different places. This is why the love of money or of other forms of riches is forbidden in Scripture. Not because money's bad, not because earning a living is bad, not because making a lot of money or a little money is bad. It's because it's a first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me issue. And guess what, folks? I don't make $30 million a year, but I know I'm greedy. I know you are. I can pretty well answer that if Albert Pujols is a human being, which he is, an extraordinarily gifted human being, he's greedy too. Now, he may not be greedy about his money, but that sin besets us all. Whether we are making $30 million or far less than that, the question is always and forever the first commandment. Who is your God? When we come back, we're going to talk about women in the Bible. To Isaiah chapter 8, Mrs. Isaiah, referred to as the prophetess, Dr. Andrew Bartelt, will be our guest.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers, showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Treadmill for the Mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
An attempt to give Texas women a true choice.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Legislation has been introduced in the Texas House and Senate to update the state's existing law requiring abortion providers to inform their clients of the risks of abortion. The proposed legislation would compel abortion providers to allow their clients to hear their unborn baby's heartbeat or to view an ultrasound image of the child. The bill sponsor said such a law would help women in Texas make a more informed decision about their pregnancy. Governor Rick Perry has already expressed his support for the bill, saying it would provide another layer of protection for the most vulnerable Texans.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.